Time right now is 8:30. Good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My name is Colin Worthington. My lovely young guest this morning. She is pumped up to be here. Excited to be here, and I'm glad to have her on.
Asked
her to come on the program. It's just past Monday. I've known her for about 10 years, probably had a chance to talk to her 20 times, and delightful every time. Never seen her without a smile, although a couple times in the last 10 minutes, I saw you grit your teeth.
Yeah.
Pretty tight, but glad to have her on the program. Sandra Stillwell, she's been the director of the Temple Senior Center since 2008, and she's announced this year that she's going to step down after running that program for 16 years at this point.
16 years, August 13th.
Yeah, September 1st will be her last day. There's a big shindig for her. They've got a big party going on on Monday, and I think everybody's invited to come hang out.
Yes, sir.
And play pool. Billings.
Well, they can play pool. I don't know how to play pool, but they're welcome to play pool, yes.
Well,
yes.
I am glad you came to talk. We're gonna get some stories out of you this morning.
Well, I hope so. I'm a nervous wreck. You know that, I told you.
We're going to dote on you. We're going to dote on you for 28 minutes.
I can take that.
Yeah.
That'll be all right.
Well, great. I mean, the Temple Senior Center, obviously very successful. And if I take notice of it, you know, where you see something on Facebook, or you hear the city council members and the mayor talking highly of it, and people who attend there. Even Don Levins, who doesn't say anything nice about anything, says that's a well-run operation, and he's very keen on you as well. Sandra, take us back. You're a lifelong Carroll County resident, lifelong Temple resident, right?
Yes. I was born there.
Yeah, committed to the Temple community. You want to give us the story?
Well, actually, I was born in the Bremen Hospital. I was the first of my family to be born in the hospital at Bremen, which is a good thing because the cord was wrapped around my neck. If I'd been born at the home like my sister, yeah, I would not be here today. So the good Lord's been looking after me a long time, and I'm very proud of that. So, yeah. What else?
How about mom and dad? What were they doing? Where'd they come from?
My mama worked at Sewell's for years until she had to stop to take care of my grandmother. My dad started out as working at Stevens. There's a little manufacturing company in Temple. I don't know if anybody remembers that beside me and some others that's not very young anymore. And then he was a policeman at Temple. Then he went to Villarica as a policeman. Then he went to Carrollton. And then he went to Villarica as the chief. And he was there when the explosion.
So he was part of that investigation for the explosion. Mm-hmm. Is he brought up in the book?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure. I think he is. Yeah. He was a police chief then, so I'm sure he is.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't read it in a while. But he would have been there with him that day if he hadn't been off. He was off that day. So when they was telling us at school, I was so upset because I thought, my daddy's there. I forgot he was off, so, yeah.
Do you remember how you found out? Because it's not like you could have gone on Facebook or Twitter
and heard that news. They were talking about it at school, like third grade. I was in the third grade.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
And it wasn't on TV either, but, it's nationally known, and it had an impact on laws and decisions that everybody makes now.
Yes, right. But he retired. He left that and went to work down at the cabinet company. He ran the Florida custom built cabinet company until he retired three different times from there. So,
you mentioned your mom worked with Sewell. That's everybody. Everybody worked for Sewell at some point.
When Sewell's came along, it took everybody off the farms because everybody used to make a living on the farms around Carroll County and Harrelson County. So, that was a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It helped the economy a lot. It helped them. Yeah,
absolutely, so. And they still have an impact up in Bremen now.
Oh yeah, it's just a little different now because Bremen had all those plants. They had Sewell's and Hubbard's. They had the shirt shop, and it was just a different area. And then it just sort of dried up.
Yeah, Sandra Stillwell, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. She is the director of the Temple Senior Center, and she's decided to retire. We'll say, why are you retiring, Sandra?
I'm 81 years old. I think it's time to go home.
Well, we know it. You still have high energy. I mean, obviously, you do deserve some time for yourself.
Well,
you might as well have some time for yourself.
Yeah, it's just, I'm getting, they need somebody younger, somebody with more energy. I mean, really, that can do a lot more. They're having a cornhole tournament the 22nd. Carrollton and Villarica and Temple. I can't do that anymore, so, yeah.
Are they playing pickleball at the senior center?
Well, they're going to start. They're working on the courts. Yeah, they're working on the court, so they're going to get them going. But right now, they don't have a pickleball court, no.
Well, what were you doing at that point in 2008? Were you volunteering and get the senior center,
well,
or were
I,
you involved
part-time
in
part-time when Shirley needed somebody. You know, Shirley Beach was there. She was the director there. I'm the fourth director. There's been three before me. And she would need some help or something, and I'd go, because, you know, I'm just sitting at home. Well, not sitting at home, but when I retired from the telephone company, I had more to do than I could possibly get done. Everybody, you don't not working now, so you can do this. You're not working now. So I went back to work.
And I do want to talk about that, you know, about your time at the telephone company. But when you did get to the senior center, I mean, you know, it's not everybody has that patience or that interest.
I mean, it takes
a little extra attention, maybe.
I love it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, we were open when I started. We was open 3 days. And then I think about we went to 4 days, and then finally 5 days. So, but we've been open 5 days for a pretty good while now. Yeah.
And what goes on at the senior center?
Oh, we do everything. We take trips. We go different day trips. We go out and eat. We have games. Goodness heaven, they have a pool. Men call it their pool hall. We have a place. They got three tables. They love that. And they play a lot of cards. We have people come in and sing and do that. We were two nights a month, having game night. That's where the first one, the senior center furnishes all the food that's, you know, for us to eat that night. And then the second one, we furnish the meat and the drinks and all that, and people bring their specialty. Mm-hmm. And they love doing that because we got a bunch of good cooks up there. I'm telling you, you should come to one. It's fabulous. But they get to go out to have a night out, and it's only $2. And they get just they eat, and then we play games till they pass out. They get too tired.
So is that six o'clock? Is that
no, it's 10 sometime, 9 or 10. Yeah, they love it. So it gives them something to do, and they love to get together. We have the best thing about the center is the people. We got the best people in the world that come there, and we got the best food.
Are you guys playing bingo?
Oh, that's every Wednesday. You have to play bingo. So
my mother, you know, the place that she lives in West Virginia, they have bingo, I think, every Sunday and every Wednesday. And she's always winning these little knickknacks, and she won't throw them away.
No.
I mean, every time you win something, I mean, little stuffed animals or little books. And she's always trying to give them to me when I come to see her. I'm like, oh, Mom, throw them away or give them to somebody else.
Put it back on bingo.
Right. We can't throw them away.
When we have people that want to come in and talk about something, you know, the nursing homes or the assisted living homes or hospice or something, I tell you, you got to be on Wednesday. They want to do it. I said, you have to quit at 11 o'clock because they're not going to listen to you. And they're going to be calling bingo. Because, they have to. That's every Monday. And about 5-6 years ago, we started a Bible study. And Billy Bryant does that, and he is excellent. He's been teaching Sunday school and Bible school for, I guess, 50 years, but it's really good. We have a lot of people come to that, and I'm proud of that. That's every Monday.
How about your volunteers? How many people? Have you seen that number increase, too, since you've been in there? I mean, it's...
Well, we're open more, so, and we're doing more, so, yeah, it's we got a lot of volunteers. We have birthday end of every month. That's for everybody had a birthday that month, and they cut the cake, and they just put it out, and I got about four volunteers for that: Nancy Montalto, Martha Reinhold, Linda Ayers, and I can't even think of everybody. Yeah, and then I have people that take up money. Betty Stevens, she's been volunteering. She was one of the first people there when it opened in 2001. Betty came that day, and she's been there. She's been there since. Aww. So yeah, and she does a lot. She does a lot of volunteering, and it just people just call bingo. We have a lot to do there. It's just we have a lot of volunteers, and I'm very proud of all of them. We have, before we got a vehicle, all the meals that we take out was delivered by volunteers for all of those. I've got one, Jean Lambert. I won't tell how old she is, but she's older than me, and she has been delivering meals since it started, and she still does. She gets out there every day. She said it gives her reason to get up, so,
How important is that for those receiving those meals? I mean, are some
this
of them...
This is so sad, but some of them, that's the only meal they get, not many, but we have a few. We have, it's only a dollar, no matter if we deliver it or what. And some of them have a hard time. We have people that help pay for meals, and they don't want to be named, so I'm not going to tell, I won't answer that. But we have a lot that pay for other people's meals and dues and stuff like that. The dues have not increased since I've been there. It's still $12 if you live in Temple mailing address. If you live outside, it's 24 because we don't get government, no money. the city of Temple furnishes everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they shell out a lot, which is a good thing.
Are there grants out there available for those, you know, for facilities?
Yeah, we get
like that?
Some every once in a while. Yeah,
yeah, that's mm-hmm. fine. The you talked about outside of Temple, but it's still Temple address, I'm guessing, but just maybe
yeah,
because
Temple some Temple addresses go all the way up in Drake Town.
Yeah,
but they're still a Temple mailing address. So yeah.
Well, Sandra Stillwell is our guest this morning on the Community Voice program. She's retiring executive director of the Temple Senior Center, and her last day will be September 1st. Again, mm-hmm. a big party at the Senior Center on Monday. It's not a surprise, apparently, because you know.
No, I mean, yeah. So, it's hard to surprise in a little small town.
Is that 6 o'clock on Monday?
6 o'clock, yeah.
And everybody's
and Jones Barbecue is furnishing everything. We have barbecue, Brunswick stew, we got slaw, we got chips, and Linda's best strawberry shortcake. So, yeah.
So, if your family member has been part of the Senior Center of the last 20 years, it might be a good time to stop by and tell Sandra thank you and everybody else who volunteers.
It'd be fun. We always have we always have fun there.
We can get some free
cake. If you look on our Facebook pages and stuff.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah. You guys definitely. Who does that? Who's in charge of the promotions on the Facebook page?
Well, I have a Temple Senior Center. I do a page of that.
Oh, you do the page? Okay, you do a good job promoting
and, it. Well, I have Help Kathleen. And also, I have my Facebook page. I put the menu and all that on. And we have it on the web page. So.
All right. We're gonna get to the heart of Sandra Stillwell after we take this break, talk about her first big job. And it's a significant role here in West Georgia, I think, as a young gentleman told me about it. And we'll talk about that after this first break. Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM, 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning is Sandra Stillwell. She is the director of the Temple Senior Center, retiring after
September 1.
What was it, 16 years?
Yeah, 16 years.
16 years. And
16 good years.
Yeah, so it was a very, very successful venture at the Temple Senior Center here. Nothing but good things about it. We do have some people who have commented on Facebook page. Would you like to hear those?
That'd be good, yeah. Okay. I hope it's good.
All right, well, Clint Chance.
Aww.
Perhaps you know him. He says, you look good on radio, Miss Sandra. He said, we love you. Thanks for serving seniors throughout West Georgia. We got Marie Patterson. She says she loves Miss Sandra. She's yearting. That's your tag for your Facebook. And then Juan Carlos Ferrero, he says, do you know that West Georgia is a place for retirement, is a good place for retirement? Is the population of seniors growing and the need for senior services growing? Could we do a better job with that? You know, without pointing fingers or something, you'd say, you know, as much is being done here because they do a good job in West Georgia and Carroll County.
I think so.
But do you think, is there more, what more could be done? What are you seeing that seniors... I mean, where is there a gap as far as assisting our seniors that we could actually,
I think what they're probably talking about is for health, for medicine, for food, that kind of thing. They need more help with everyday life, not just somewhere to go or something like that, because we have a lot of people who call, they don't have enough money for their food, they don't have enough money for rent, or they haven't, I've just had someone calling that needs to help with his brother. He does, his wife died. He doesn't get that much money from Social Security because he had to retire a long time ago when I think he was in his 40s or something. Mm-hmm. And he needs somewhere for his brother, and there's nowhere for him to go. The assisted living is beyond his reach. He's not eligible for the nursing homes, not eligible for the nursing homes because he's not that bad. But he's just, there's nowhere to go.
And just that phrase, not that bad. I mean, it's, you know, how bad do you have to be for somebody to be able to help?
I think that's what the seniors need more help. They probably need more money, you know. And we take food to a lot of them that's really needy. Sometimes it's probably the only meal they get that day.
And even the food, but the social interaction has got to be really important for them, too. Have you seen some personalities change over the years? Like somebody maybe shy initially coming to the center, and then now as a
and now they just love
social
it, yeah.
butterfly.
And they are. Yeah. Well, the next best thing is the people we have there. We have got some fantastic people. I love all of them. And if you come in, they'll greet you and just welcome you with open arms and say, come over here and I'll show you how to do this, and we're playing this, come join us over here. You know, those people are just so nice up there. It's just, they're just great. And people open up. We've had, a good thing is we've had people who've had dementia. We've had several of those. And as long as they're coming, the people help them with play games and all that. They may not know exactly what they're doing, but there's somebody there to help them, so they get to keep playing. And as long as you're interacting with people, it helps you. It helps your mind, and they do better. I mean, it's just I just love my center. The people are just so amazing. So yeah.
Well, that's got to trickle down too. I mean, how about the volunteers, all the stuff that they're doing, and the people that work with
you.
I mean, but they've got to see that. I mean, if you weren't setting that example, they wouldn't know.
Well, they know I love them.
Sure, they wouldn't know how to be excited. I mean, to see you excited and willing to participate and do this. I mean, that's obviously you follow that.
Well, we got a lot of help. Good helpers. Got a lot. Yeah, it's just. Everybody needs to come up there. It's a fantastic place.
Do you guys participate? There's like two or three dances every year get-togethers, right?
No, we have a dance there every second and fourth Saturday of every month.
Well, I mean, as far as the West Georgia area at all, I think.
Oh, the big stuff.
Yeah, like the Valentine's Day one. And
that's on Council on Aging.
Council on Aging.
Yeah, Carroll County Council on Aging.
But they'd have to work with you guys a little bit, right? I mean, you guys communicate a little bit.
I belong to that. Well, I won't now, but I did. We have certain members that from the Carrollton Senior Center, from Villa Rica, from some of the assisted livings. We have a meeting every month, except when we have an event. And we make plans for spring fling. Valentine's is first, and then the spring fling, and then next is our big Thanksgiving. And we've had as many as 800 people there.
I was going to say
1,000. But it is fantastic. Give away a lot of good gifts, and got a lot of vendors that's got stuff to give them, you know. And, they love it, and door prizes. So, and they get to eat good. They get entertained. It doesn't cost them anything, so, yeah.
Can you think of any big friendships that were developed at the Temple Senior Center, or maybe any romances, any couples get together there?
We've had about three, but that's been a while. Yeah, but we've had three that got together. One of them had their wedding there, but that was before I got there, but it's been a while.
Well,
it's
still a great story, though. Still.
They have a lot of people meet at the dances, yeah. So yeah,
Josh, our button pusher, Josh. He's gone to those a couple times, or I think he's been a big dancer at least at the spring fling.
Yes, he does. He has as much fun as anybody else.
Does. He does with everything.
The seniors at the school. Some of the seniors come and do the help with the serving, and one little girl. Everybody's out there dancing, having a good time, you know. And she said, "Oh, I can't wait to get old." And I thought, "Bless your heart. Oh, bless your heart." But she just thought, "Laura, this is a blast," you know. So. Yeah, Sandra Morris does a great job leading us in the Carroll County Council on Aging and doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it costs a ton. And they're selling tickets now, so if anybody wants to buy one, the first prize is a gun from, get a gun. And the next one is a recliner from Sit and Sleep. And the gun is from Barn Store. And then I think the Morris family, Morris Auto, gives the $100 bill. So there's three prizes, three big prizes. And we only sell so many, just enough to help pay for the Thanksgiving meal, because that's our most expensive.
And it's not an uncommon sight to see the dancing sheriff out there either.
Oh, no, he loves it.
And those videos go viral and they make their rounds for two, three months.
Terry,
oh, yeah,
you know,
no, it's
goodness.
Great. It is great. All right, time right now is 8:50. We'll take our final break and come up and wrap up our conversation with Sandra Stillwell. She is the director of the Temple Senior Center, and sadly she's retiring. Maybe not sad for it. It'll be sad a little bit for you, but, you know, it'll be a relief.
I'll be a member.
I can't. That's right. You're not leaving. You just start playing pool.
Pay dues.
On September 2nd. All right. We'll take our first break and come back and wrap up our conversation. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning, we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My guest is Sandra Stillwell. You can see she's chomping at the bit. She's looking at her watch. She's like, 7 minutes, and I get out of here. But again, thank you for coming this morning. I know you're not excited about bragging about yourself or letting people dote on you, but we are glad to have you
here. It's embarrassing.
I think it's important to document your significance in this community because it is a big deal. I mean, we're looking at our Facebook page here again. Heath Mitchell posted, who I guess I've learned is your nephew, says you can't retire Aunt Sandra. I don't know if that's fair to put that pressure on you. But Linda Deese Hudgens says Sandra is going to be greatly missed. And Marie Patterson, Marie Patterson had posted that, and she also made sure she sent the show to another one of her friends. So, but I did in the first segment, I did kind of allude to a significant role you played as far as women in the workforce. Now, is that the phone company? What was the phone company? And was that your first job out of high school? Or
I went over there on spring break, and they hired me, and they asked me when I got out of school, and I told them I think it was June's whatever. And they said, take 2 weeks and come to work. So I was there for 40 years and 5 months, a long time. I retired when I was 59, yeah. I think I did everything at the telephone company except climb poles. I started out in Atlanta. I'm transferred back to Carrollton so I could be at, I didn't like, Atlanta's kind of a big place. Also,
how long of a ride was that to Atlanta at that time?
Well, do you remember Southeastern Motor Lines? No, you don't, but I'm sure somebody does. They stopped it everywhere, but we rode a bus all the way to Atlanta. So, yeah, it was kind of terrifying, yeah. So I transferred back to Carrollton. At the time, the only jobs they had was operator, but I love that job. It's just the hours were so terrible, but it was a great job. And then I went to the business office. And then that's about the time women started doing quote-unquote men jobs. So one came up in our local test desk. That's where you test the troubles and dispatch people to go clear them and stuff. And that was the man job. So I thought, I can do that. That's not, don't look too bad, and it's a whole lot more money. So I bid on it. Of course, I didn't get it because I was not the male. And we filed a grievance. We have a grievance, so union at the always have it, a telephone company, and I won. So they took me, but they kept the other guy there too, which was Carl David Cook, yeah. So we both had the job, but it was fun. And then I transferred to Bremen as a switchman. At the time it was switchman, and then they changed the title to switching technician. And when I retired, I was electronic switching technician. Same thing as I was done all the time, but they sort of took the man part out of it. So, yeah.
I say kids nowadays have no concept of what an operator is or a phone operator.
Oh, that was fun.
Right. But think about it. How often do we hear from the operator nowadays?
I don't think they have any. Yeah, they still have They still have some. Probably got a couple. Information and stuff.
We don't even have to call 411 anymore.
But when I was there, you had to connect Temple to Bremen. You couldn't dial Bremen. I am old, and I'm dating myself real good. You could not call local number, what we call local now. It was, everything was long distance.
You had to dial one first.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you just had to call the operator to get her to
do it.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. And there was no, when they came out with the dial one and get somewhere, I got to go around to the different businesses and explain how they were supposed to do that. So that was interesting, yeah. The telephone company was really good to me. I spent a lot of time there. And I went to Bremen, and you talked about Donald Levins. I worked with his brother.
We did kind of allude to Donald Levins earlier in the segment, although we didn't mention him by name, dearie.
Oh, but I did, didn't I?
You did. Yeah. It's fine. He loves it. He's watching you right now.
I worked with his brother, Jerry. And Jerry's, sorry, he didn't think women should be doing that. I mean, really, he didn't. So I'd go through the office hall and, "I am woman, hear me." That song was popular. Yeah. But we had a good time. We got along fairly good. We got along. He's a good friend. He would do anything for me, and I'd do anything for him. But we did have a sloppy start, I guess you would say. Yeah. He said, "What are you not supposed to be in here?" You know. But I've known him all my life, so that helped. Yeah, I knew him.
And he's a good friend of ours, too, Donald. He is a good guy.
Well, Jerry was, too.
Yeah, his brother, sure.
Yeah.
Well, we've got you. So 59 is when you retired, or was that 40? You say 52 when you retired?
No, it's 59.
59 mm-hmm. when you retired from the phone company.
And I had 40 years and 5 months.
Yeah, and then after that, what was the, you just kind of, you know.
Well, I just went home. I retired, I thought. And, but people, you know.
I mean, that's still relatively young, 59, to be able to retire at 59.
But when people start, well, I had 40 years.
But still, it still feels so much life, as you've proven, so much life left.
Well, you didn't get anything done. My house looked worse than it did when I was working because everybody, you're retired now. You can do this, and you can do this, and you can do that. And I thought, I got to find something to do. And I looked up.
Yeah. Are you going to get into gardening or anything like that here? Anything that you haven't done or haven't had time to do that you want to get involved in? You're going to start following the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons on road trips and things like that?
Oh, I do that, and I do the Braves. Yeah. The Braves, bless their heart, haven't enough time. But, CA and Charlene keep us up on all that. That's friends of ours. It goes to the center. Every morning they have about 50 people, I think, they check on. And most of them are with us, you know, like me. And to make sure they're okay. So they put out a little post every morning for everybody to look at. I think that's so special. And if they don't answer back, then they find out what's wrong. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
The volunteers, before we head out, I got about 2 minutes. I mean, does the Temple Senior Center, you think they need more volunteers at this point?
I don't know. I don't know. I think they got lots, but anybody wants to help do anything, I'm sure that Kathleen would love it.
Mm-hmm.
She's my assistant, Kathleen Dowdle, too. So
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, she's interested in sticking around after you're gone?
Perhaps. I hope so. I think so. She'd do an awesome job.
We see frats and sororities volunteer for the senior center. Do they do things?
Well, we've had some people from the school, some classes from the school. Sometimes they come up there and just talk to the seniors, you know. It's called Seniors on Seniors. Yeah. And they just sit down with them and talk and find out how they do and how things are different now than they were back then. They love doing that. And seniors love to talk to them, you know. They like it. Yeah, I did this. And then we've had some, they brought some games. Had them playing basketball, bought a little basketball thing in a goal and had them doing that. That was a grant from Santa Ana's got a grant for that, for the schools and for the seniors, for the different senior centers. We've had painting classes where people come and show them how to paint, you know, do pictures and stuff. We just got an office in place.
Well, Sandra, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
And thank you for your work and your contribution to the Temple community.
Well, it did me more good than it did then, I'm sure.
Well, it equaled out. I doubt it did better.
Oh, I don't. But for you.
Yeah, well, thank you, though, and congratulations. Get that little break. You'll be off for a week and say, no, I don't like this. I need to go back to work. So
I got trips coming up.
Well, good.
With some girlfriends.
Good. Congratulations. Thank you for coming out this morning.
Thank you.
You'll want to come back next week. Now, you'll realize how easy it was. You're like, I think I'll come back next week.
I don't know about that. Okay. I'm not going to watch it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening and watching this morning. Again, if you have any comments that you want to post there to the Facebook page, we'll make sure Sandra sees those later, because I know a lot of people watch these programs later on in the day on Facebook, and so they may say kind things about you, so we'll make sure that you see those. I'm sure Don Levins will make sure you see it.
But yeah, again, Don will call me.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for watching and listening. Community Voice is always brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. I believe we have a flight instructor on the program Monday, so you'll want to tune in for that program. Have a great weekend, everybody.